Topic 38, Devas. 1. Working as members of that hierarchy are a great number of beings called angels by the Christian and devas by the Oriental. Many of them have passed through the human stage long ages ago and now work in the ranks of the great evolution parallel to the human, and which is called the Deva evolution. This evolution comprises, among other factors, the builders of the objective planet and the forces which produce, through those builders, every form familiar or unfamiliar. The devas who cooperate with the hierarchical effort concern themselves, therefore, with the form aspect, while the other members of the hierarchy are occupied with the development of consciousness within the form. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 36. 2. The devas, with the exception of those great devas who have in earlier cycles passed through the human kingdom and are now cooperating in the evolution of man, are not yet self-conscious. They grow and develop through feeling and not through the power of conscious thought. The devas seek to feel, while man seeks to know. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 97. 3. There are certain large groups of devas called the devas of the shadows, or the violet devas, who are closely allied with the evolutionary development of man's etheric body, and who transmit to him solar and planetary radiation. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 90. 4. The devas are the qualities and attributes of matter, the active builders, who work consciously or unconsciously upon the plane. Here I would point out that all the devas of the higher levels of the mental plane, for instance, and of the systemic planes from there on to the center, the divine plane, the plane of the Logos, sometimes called Adi, cooperate consciously and are of high rank in the system and of position equal to all the ranks and grades of the hierarchy, from a first degree initiate up to, but not including, the Lord of the World himself. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 468. 5. Much that might be imparted about the Deva evolution is perforce withheld owing to the danger arising from superficial knowledge unaccompanied by wisdom and the inner vision. The devas are the mother of form, but the self-conscious unit, man, should realize his independence of the form and should follow the path of self-expression. Man, while functioning in material, substantial forms in the three worlds, may not trespass across the separating line between the two evolutions. On the planes of the cosmic dance physical plane are mental, astral, and physical planes. Disaster only results from contact. I have dwelt on this point, for the danger is real and near at hand. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 472 through 473. 6. All matter is living matter, or is the vital substance of Deva entities. For instance, a plane, and forms built of that particular plane substance, is the material form or sheath of a great Deva, who is the essence back of manifestation and the soul of the plane. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 488. 7. All forms vibrating to any keynote are fabricated by the building devas out of the matter of their own bodies. Hence, they are called the great mother aspect, for they produce the form out of their own substance. All deva essences and builders on the physical plane are dangerous to man, for they work on the etheric levels and are, as I have earlier pointed out, the transmitters of prana, or the vital animating substance, and hence they set loose upon the ignorant and the unwary fiery essence which burns and destroys. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 489. 8. The hierarchy works with the soul within the form and produces results that are intelligent, self-induced, and permanent. Wherever attention is centered on the form and not on the spirit, the tendency is to deva worship, deva contact, and black magic, for the form is made of deva substance on all planes. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 491. 9. It can be seen, therefore, how necessary it is that the functions of the devas of all grades be comprehended. It is, however, equally important that man should refrain from the manipulation of these forces of nature until such time as he knows himself and his own powers, and until he has fully unfolded the consciousness of the ego. Then and only then can he safely, wisely, and intelligently cooperate in the plan. As yet, for the average man or even the advanced man, this is dangerous to attempt and impossible to accomplish. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 615. 10. If man only realized it, the devas of the astral plane at present very largely control what he does and says, and his goal of evolution, his immediate goal, is to liberate himself from their control in order that he, the real ego or thinker, may be the dominating influence. If the man is controlled by them, he is as yet under deva influence and must free himself. If the deva life is of a low order, the man will demonstrate low and vicious instincts and desires of a vile caliber. From a treatise on cosmic fire, pages 662 through 663. This is a continuation of topic 38, devas. 11. The goal of the devas below the rank of solar petris is individualization, and their objective is to become men in some future cycle. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 836. 12. In connection with manifestation on the physical plane, the devas may be divided into three groups. 1. The transmitters of the will of God, the originators of activity in deva substance. These are the greater builders in their various groups. 2. The manipulators of the initiated energy. These are the myriads of workers with force who transmit the impulse in their turn to the elemental essence. They are the builders of lesser degree, but are on the evolutionary arc, as are the first group. 3. The recipients of force, the sum total of the living substance of a plane. These lives are passive in the hands of the builders of greater degree. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 890. 13. It is commonly supposed that all the fairies, gnomes, elves, and like nature spirits are to be found solely in etheric matter, but this is not so. They are to be found in bodies of gaseous and liquid substance likewise. But the mistake has arisen for the reason that the basis of all that which can be objectively seen is the etheric structure, and these little busy lives frequently protect their dense physical activities through the agency of glamour and cast a veil over their objective manifestation. When etheric vision is present, then they can be seen, for the glamour, as we understand it, is only a veil over that which is tangible. All dense physical forms, whether a tree, an animal, a mineral, a drop of water, or a precious stone, are in themselves elemental lives constructed of living substance by the aid of living manipulators, acting under the direction of intelligent architects. A beautiful diamond, a stately tree, or a fish in the water are but devas after all. from A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 892. 14. The bird kingdom is specifically allied to the Deva evolution. It is the bridging kingdom between the purely Deva evolution and two other manifestations of life. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 895. 15. The Devas of water find for themselves the path of service in their great work of nourishing all the vegetable and animal life upon the planet. The goal for them is to enter into that higher group of Devas which we call the gaseous or fire Devas. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 902. 16. As conditions of harmony gradually evolve out of the present world chaos, Devas and human beings will meet as friends. At the beginning of this period of recognition, men will principally contact the violet Devas, for those of the higher ranks amongst them are definitely making the attempt to contact the human. Some of the groups of Devas to be contacted on the physical plane are as follows. 4 groups of violet Devas associated with the etheric doubles of all that exists on the physical plane. The green Devas of the vegetable kingdom. They are of high development and will be contacted principally along the lines of magnetization. The greater Devas of this order preside over the magnetic spots of the earth, guard the solitude of the forests, reserve intact spaces on the planet which are required to be kept inviolate. Just as the masters are endeavoring to prepare humanity for service when the world teacher comes, so these Raja lords are working along similar lines in connection with the Devas. They are arduous in their work, intense in their zeal, but much obstructed by man. The white Devas of the air and water who preside over the atmosphere work with certain aspects of electrical phenomena and control the seas, rivers, and streams. From among them, at a certain stage in their evolution, are gathered the guardian angels of the race when in physical plane incarnation. Each unit of the family has his guardian Deva. For the white Devas, the path of service lies in the guarding of the individuals of the human family. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 912 through 913. 17. The lowest types of Devas or builders on the evolutionary path are violet Devas. Next come the green, and last of all, the white Devas. These are all dominated by a fourth and special group. These control the exoteric processes of physical plane existence. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 389.